You're listening to Vatican Radio, how to combat abuse and exploitation of children online. That's the subject of a World Congress which opens in Rome on Tuesday, entitled Child Dignity in the Digital World. The four-day meeting brings together different government and police representatives, software companies, religious leaders and medical experts specialised in the impact of online abuse. The meeting, hosted by the Pontifical Gregorian University and its Centre for Child Protection, aims to conclude with a joint action plan to be presented to Pope Francis on Friday. Among the main organisers of the event is Baroness Joanna Shields, the British government's special representative on internet crime and founder of a global alliance called We Protect. She talked to me about the growing urgency of this global problem.
Well, when I was at Facebook, David Cameron came to me. I brought Mark Zuckerberg to meet David Cameron. And he came to us with this problem of children being groomed online for sexual abuse and exploitation. And there were some very high-profile, heartbreaking cases in the UK. April Jones and her family, what they suffered at the hands of a paedophile who had accessed child sexual abuse imagery and then gone on to commit a heinous crime. So when Mark was there, he brought us together and said, you really have to do something about this crime that's happening on your network.
This was a number of years ago, wasn't it? What progress do you feel that you've made since then?
This was in 2010, and while I was leading Facebook in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, we started working hand in hand with CEOP, you know, the Child Online Protection Center in the UK, with the FBI, with the US Justice Department, and it became clear that this is a cross-border crime and a cross-border problem. So David Cameron contacted President Obama, and they set up a technology task force and a task force to address this issue. So when the two countries that came together decided that we needed something much stronger, so we formed an organization. I formed an organization called We Protect. And what We Protect is the hands-on, multi-stakeholder approach to challenging this crime globally. So we have law enforcement, governments, over 70 governments currently. We have NGOs and all the technology companies all working together to, you know, share information, identify challenges and problems, you know, prosecute criminals cross-border and bring them to justice and protect victims.
It's a huge, huge task, isn't it? And as you well know, as fast as you find solutions, there are people out there trying to find new ways of reaching young, vulnerable people.
You're absolutely correct. The challenge with this is technology is evolving and morphing at such a pace. And when you think about it, you have over 3 billion people connected on the planet. So, you know, the complexity is, you know, orders of magnitude beyond what, you know, you anticipate, and it changes every day. So we absolutely have to stay on this. And part of the reasons we're here in Rome at the Pontifical Gregorian University is to bring together world experts now to not only have a chance to have the We Protect Coalition come together, which we are all here in force, but also to bring academics to look at how this is impacting the psychology of young people, the physiology, you know, their mental health and well-being. So we are bringing together leading academics to ask them to share and collaborate and work together on building a response to this problem on the ground in their communities.
As you say, this conference here in Rome is looking at, obviously, cyber security, but it's a much more holistic approach, as you say. What specific role are you looking for, or what specific role do you think the church can play in this field?
Well, this generation that's growing up now, they were post-millennium, they've grown up completely connected to smartphones and social media. So this is a very different dimension. Now, there's been some research recently about how these young people, they go out less. They're advancing into adulthood slower than previous generations because everything's at their fingertips. So what we need to do is, in order to relate to them and understand their unique problems and challenges, we have to look at how they use these products, the risks and harms that can happen, you know, deeply look at those problems, the risks and harms that can happen, and how we can support them to be healthy, happy adults, which is, I think, why the church is so interested in ensuring that this generation is protected.
What specific contribution, what are you looking for from church leaders, if you like, or local people in the parishes? How can they really help to tackle this problem at a local level?
Well, I think when you, I'll play a video shortly, and when you see the video, you can feel, the harm that's being done to young people. And they need support and solutions to recover and to, you know, be more digitally resilient and have the confidence to go back into the world after they have something happen to them. And the church has to play a major role in that. So this conference looks at two things. One is what, you know, how children develop the confidence and the digital literacy to react to what they're exposed to in this amazing, you know, knowledge superhighway. But they also, we have to look at what is being done to children and the impact on their mental health, their physical health, and what we need to do about it. I think the church, you know, as, you know, the faith community in general, the church in all faiths need to understand what's happening to young people and build a credible response that supports them and takes them into this, you know, we've been going warp speed into an unknown world. And some people call it the greatest social experiment in history, this internet, you know, enabled world. And we have to get this right because there are developments in technology that are going to take this, as I said, orders of magnitude beyond where we are today. We have artificial intelligence, we have, you know, augmented realities, and these are big issues, and we need to understand this, embrace it, and be able to support the next generation as they live their lives through screens and connected to the internet and all the services it provides.
My thanks to Baroness Joanna Shields, the British government's special representative on internet crime and founder of the Global Alliance We Protect.